The episode you're about to listen to is a special edition of The Startup Show, recorded during Grit Daily's live event at South by Southwest. Here we have an expansive range of topics and featured experts from various industries. Enjoy.
So hello, I'm Spencer Hulse. I'm here at the Liveland Grit Daily House during South by Southwest 2024. Sitting across from me are Shay and Shabnam. Is that how you say that?
Yes.
Okay,
you
great.
You can call me Shab for short.
Shab for short, all right. So I'm sitting across from them. They have a great company called Advanced eClinical, and they take care of clinical training using some new technologies in really exciting ways. And I'd love to just jump into exactly what you guys do, kind of inform me a little bit on that,
sure.
And we can go from there.
Sure. Thank you so very much for having us, Spencer. We are so excited to be here. In short, we have an online healthcare education company. We are leaders in continuing education and certification for medical and pre-health students. So we have a wide range of different courses and certification programs that really utilize simulation-based training to teach and train our students in an accelerated and accessible manner, all online. So we're really honing in on that technology to be able to train our students in a very competitive landscape, and we're really proud of the technology that we've built.
Yeah, and as Shay said, we're utilizing simulation-based training to bring clinical education to the forefront of all students, really all over the country. We are branching internationally as well, so accessibility for us is huge here, not only here in the States, but also for marginalized communities, underserved communities, so that's huge. And really bringing our simulations and engaging content to the forefront of really anyone who's interested in getting their foot in the door in the healthcare field in a short amount of time.
Right. So that's interesting because, you know, the word decentralized gets thrown around a lot nowadays. And when you decentralize something, especially something as advanced as clinical training, it opens up the doors to a lot of different people who wouldn't have any access to it before at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's especially important in these communities where they just don't have hospitals that have training programs, or maybe they have one doctor in the town and he needs somebody who's able to do a certain task. So I guess the main question I have here is, you know, how effective compared to maybe some of those programs have you noticed, let's say VR gets to, you know, like actual hands-on training? Like, how do you bridge that gap? And what are you guys doing to kind of like really hone in on how to make this as effective or even more effective than training programs elsewhere?
Yes, that's such a great question. And I think with the art of technology, especially VR and simulations, we are bridging that gap by providing real-world experiences in a simulated or controlled setting. So we're providing students with interactivity and scenarios, real-life patient experiences that they may or may not have in their real life. They're able to do it and practice it in a controlled setting with instant feedback that is continuously being provided to them, and in turn developing more competent and confident future healthcare providers. And I think that's what truly sets us apart from other, you know, brick and mortar colleges, those universities that, or excuse me, those programs that need you to come into class. Well, our accessibility and our amazing technology allows you to practice these simulations anytime, anywhere, as much as you want. Mm-hmm. And like I said, in turn, developing confident and competent future healthcare providers.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Shab. That was very well said. You know, I'd like to add to that and really emphasize the accessible component. So I believe that VR clinical training is the future of healthcare. We're seeing a lack of educated and even... we're seeing a lack of education really being catered to smaller communities. And also, in turn, that's causing a huge shortage for the healthcare facilities. So VR clinical training allows learners to really engage in hands-on practice without the risk associated with real-life interaction. So by manipulating virtual instruments, performing procedures, and making clinical decisions in a safe environment, learners can build their confidence and proficiency in clinical skills. And it allows them to have that access on demand whenever they need to really just accelerate their growth and get into the healthcare arena with confidence.
So I'm glad you mentioned the shortage, because that's a big problem we especially kind of came to terms with during COVID, you know, mm-hmm. and after that with burnout and all the people mm-hmm. who left the field. It's like there aren't enough doctors, aren't enough nurses, aren't enough any part of the medical field seems to be mm-hmm. lacking in numbers. You know, that's true even in the large cities. So, you know, I want to ask, as far as your technology goes and VR goes, does that not also make it kind of a more affordable option as well? So more people are able to envision themselves as a doctor or a nurse without having to worry about how much medical school costs or how much nursing school costs.
Definitely, definitely. That's such a great point. And yes, because we are training allied health professionals. So we're training not only in an accessible manner, but in an accelerated manner. So this allows for large amount of qualified talent to get into the field quicker, and therefore really bridging that gap or filling that shortages that a lot of hospitals, especially in rural areas, are facing. So our accessibility allows for quality talent and a lot more interested applicants to become qualified, really mm-hmm. in turn bridging the shortage and bridging the gap that we are facing from clinical practice to clinical training to clinical practice.
Yes, and that brings up actually a great point for me that I just thought about. It also allows people to experiment. So someone who may be a career changer, our programs allow you to get into the field to learn about it and to understand, is this truly what I want? It allows you to really go in deep, and that personalized learning feature that comes along with VR. VR clinical training is really tailored to meet individual needs and preferences for each learner. So if you are a busy student or a mom, you know, you can really curate your learning, and through customizable scenarios and adaptive learning pathways, learners can focus on areas where they need most practice and really challenge themselves and see, is healthcare what I want to do? It's right at their fingertips, and there's just so, the possibilities are endless with this type of training for personal growth and professional growth as well.
Yeah, and that also brings up a really amazing point is not only are we filling the shortage, bringing accessibility to the forefront, but like I had mentioned, we're building more competent applicants. And therefore, they feel when they go into practice, they feel confident because they've done it in a simulated environment. And I think that's what's really, really beautiful about the art of simulation is, you know, you're not just learning book, you know, from a yeah. book, you're doing it.
It's more engaging.
You're applying it. So that's kind of what we strive to deliver and improve on.
Right. So, you know, I guess that makes a lot of sense because let's say you are that small town doctor, you're not going to see trauma.
Yes.
You know, you're not going to see these mm-hmm. advanced medical cases mm-hmm. probably. And I, you know, it kind of says, well, you're not a bad doctor. You just haven't exposed these things. However, if they tried to move or go to a bigger city where training is more accessible, they might not be as ready for those situations as a doctor that was trained somewhere else. So it's really interesting that the technology gives yeah. everybody the chance for that same
Absolutely.
Training. So does Definitely. Your company only provide like the general level training, or have you ventured into like specialty like let's say a neurosurgeon or, mm-hmm. you know, a cardiologist. Have you guys ventured into those specializations
definitely.
Yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we have many upskill courses, what we like to call them, in specialized fields. Cardiology, neurology, dermatology. So we've built out and we're continuously building out simulation-based mini courses that are quick, extremely informative and engaging, makes learning fun, yet really beneficial. And it really, our training is career focused. So we want to get you career ready, competent, confident through our really robust simulation platform. And we have undoubtedly have done this with, and I can say it with complete confidence, we are our pass rates are the highest, even higher than in-person training. Our employment rate are 100%. And just our full level support that we offer, we just really care. We're passionate, and that's why we've built such a valuable tool. And we believe that we are on trend for the future of healthcare through VR clinical simulation training.
Yeah, and definitely. And the hands-on approach that we're implementing through our VR, this definitely fosters the experimental learning, and that's how we've seen such effective skills come into fruition with our students and our student body. So mm-hmm. as Shay said, we have the highest performing students in the nation. We not only have 100% employment rate, we also have 100% experimental learning rate, meaning externship placements. So students not only get to learn in a virtual setting, but we're making sure they're able to apply them hands-on, mm-hmm. and which in turn, they perform much higher on the national certification exams than all other students in just your community colleges or in-person training. So we're really proud of that, and we hope that this is the future. We know it is the future for healthcare education, and we just want to thank you for, you know, shining light to it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Thanks. Yeah.
And I think in summary, I really want to stress that immersive learning experiences and VR clinical training offer a really powerful educational tool. And it promotes engagement, hands-on practice, interactivity, personalization, and a multi-sensory learning.
Yeah, and by harnessing the capabilities of VR technology, healthcare professionals can enhance their skills, improve their patient outcomes, and ultimately provide better care in the clinical settings. And that's truly that's our mission here at ACT.
Better care is always a good
thing. Yes. Thank you so much for having us. This was so much fun.
Yes. Thanks.